You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The discovery of a body Sunday is under investigation by Minden City Police. A body was reported discovered in a wooded area near the Minden Riding Arena Sunday. According to reports, the discovery is being investigated as a homicide. Webster Parish Sheriff's Office and State Police assisted with the investigation. Minden City Police investigated a report of a shooting incident Sunday at a location on Lee Street after a victim came to the Minden Medical Center ER suffering a gunshot wound. A shooting was reported Saturday night on Horton Street, but there were no injuries reported. Minden City Police report the arrest of Deshaun Gibson, age 32, of Gibsland, who was booked for possession, Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, meth, along with criminal mischief and possession of drug paraphernalia. City Police report the arrest of Haley Cheyenne Owen, age 29, of Monroe, booked for possession, Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, meth, possession of controlled dangerous substance in the presence of a minor, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Other arrests reported by City Police for public intoxication and disturbing the peace. A 40% chance for showers today, high near 87 with a south wind with gusts to 20 miles an hour. 30% chance for showers overnight, low 67, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 40% chance Tuesday, high 88, southeast wind 5 miles an hour. 30% chance Tuesday night, low 68, south wind 5 miles an hour. 60% chance for showers Wednesday, high 82. 40% Wednesday night, low 67, and that's the forecast. The State Department of Transportation and Development announces a project to replace 10 rural bridges along Highway 534 and the Highway 534 spur south of Haynesville in Claiborne Parish. The $18.2 million project is scheduled to start Tuesday with a closure on the first site that involves the replacement of two box culverts on Highway 534 between LA-2 and the Highway 534 spur. The first closure is anticipated to last approximately 4 months, weather permitting. Once the contractor is finished with that work, they will mobilize at the next site and continue in that pattern till all bridges in the project have been replaced. The detour for the first site is Highway 534 spur to Highway 534. Signage will be installed to direct motorists. Local traffic will be able to access their destinations through traffic will need to detour. This is a 4-year project with work on all structures anticipated to wrap up by the spring of 2027. Progress will depend on weather conditions and other factors that can impact construction timelines. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Parker Self, Charles Ethan Berry was fined $500 plus court costs plus 1-year probation for DWI. Kayla Falk pleaded not guilty to theft under $1,000 and will stand trial at a later date. Mark Tyler Holland was sentenced to 2 years at hard labor for attempted unauthorized entry of an inhabited dwelling, 5 years hard labor for simple burglary, 2 years hard labor for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, and 2 years at hard labor for possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, with the sentencing to run consecutive with credit for time served. Terrell Lamarck Lane was sentenced to 1 year hard labor with credit for time served for possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Andres Lucas was given 60 days suspended, 1 year probation, and fined $500 plus court costs for DWI. Melissa Moore was fined $100 plus a 6-month suspended sentence and placed on 6 months probation for improper supervision of a minor. Chase Lloyd Slack pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and will stand trial at a later date. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation. Didrick Cortez Irving, aggravated second-degree battery. Tawastia Willis, possession Schedule I controlled dangerous substance with intent to distribute, resisting an officer by giving a false name. Tony Allen Richard, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance, driving under suspension, possession of drug paraphernalia, Decavius Jefferson, cyberstalking, Shamika Haynes, issuing worthless checks. A meeting of the Dixie End Village Aldermen is scheduled for Tuesday. The meeting starts at 5 o'clock Tuesday at the Village Hall in Dixie End. On the agenda, various departmental reports. Set a special meeting date for May to introduce the 2023-24 budget and approve the purchase of body armor for the police department. The meeting is open to the public. Bossier Parish has big projects in mind for the next fiscal year. It's going to take some help from the area's legislative delegation to move up the ladder of the state's capital outlay list to get them done. During a meeting with Northwest Louisiana's representatives and senators, plus officials from other entities, Parish Administrator Butch Ford outlined ambitious undertakings that will require state assistance to fund nearly $95 million worth of future projects. At the top of the wish list in terms of cost is the proposed extension of the Arthur Ray T. Parkway from its current terminus near Parkway High School south to Highway 527's intersection with Highway 71. Total cost estimated at $43.7 million. Another project on the parish wish list is designed to relieve traffic congestion on a pair of the area's busiest roadways. An east-west corridor connecting Benton Road to Airline Drive and beyond, an estimated $8.2 million project, will do much to alleviate traffic problems, parish officials say. More highway improvements are on the drawing board. $16.5 million projects of state highways 157 and 3227 to Highway 80 in Houghton. That, officials say, will help relieve congestion in a rapidly growing area. Likewise, officials would like to see $15 million set aside for more improvements at the Benton Road or Highway 3 I-220 interchange, and an estimated $6.1 million for a four-lane extension on Highway 71 at Colleen Drive to help alleviate heavy traffic at Parkway High School. It's not only highways that will be beneficiaries of capital outlay funds. Recreational facilities could come in with just over $5 million in assistance, with a growing South Bossier Park needing roughly $4.8 million of that total for additional softball fields and just over $190,000 for new pavilions. Also, parish officials hope to spend just over $360,000 for improvements and equipment at the new Kingston Road Park on the south side of Kingston Elementary. Already, the parish has used $25,000 from a Treasury Department grant for fencing at the facility off Fairburn Avenue. The Night at the Museum event is scheduled for this evening at the Dortchede Historical Museum at 116 Pearl. Tonight's guest will be the new executive director for the museum, Jessica Stewart Gorman. Doors open at 5:30. Admission is free. Seating is limited. The program starts at 6 p.m., and potluck snacks and desserts and donations are always welcome at the Dortchede Historical Museum. The UCAP office on Miller Street is in need of a number of items to replenish the pantry at the UCAP office. Food items include cereal, crackers, powdered milk, ramen noodles, Vienna sausage. Men's shoes, sizes 9 and up, and men's pants and jeans, waist 32-34. Other items include household goods such as towels, twin-size sheets, and pots and pans, along with toothpaste and deodorant. The UCAP office is open on Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Clothing is dispersed on Wednesdays at the UCAP office. St. Rest Baptist Church will hold revival services tonight through Wednesday at 7 o'clock each evening. The guest evangelist is Reverend Mariko T. Billups from Jacksonville, Florida. The pastor is Reverend Robbie Dale Williams. Everyone is invited. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years, from a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles. Pollution exposure and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions with convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville. Call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Cancel Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO.
On the Trading Post, all telephone numbers have a prefix of 377, unless otherwise stated. And all the cell phone numbers on the Trading Post will have an area code 318, unless otherwise mentioned. Wanted, a pool table. They're at 382-3171. Wanted, a pool table at 382-3171. Wanted, someone to build a walk-in closet. Call 268-2111. Wanted, someone to build a walk-in closet at 268-2111. Wanted, someone who could repair a refrigerator. They're at 658-3378. Wanted, someone to fix a refrigerator. 658-3378. For sale, a 10,000 BTU air conditioner. Call 629-1283. That's a 10,000 BTU air conditioner for sale. 629-1283. Eggs for sale at 518-3214. They have eggs for sale. Call 518-3214. Someone wants to rent a 2 or 3 bedroom house at 371-9015. They want to rent a 2 or 3 bedroom house at 371-9015. Wanted, a 68 to 72 model Chevy pickup, 349-5937. Wanted, a 68 to 72 model Chevy pickup at 349-5937. Wanted, 2 rear wheels to go on a Ford tractor, size 14.9. by 2880, 843-6312. It's wanted, 2 rear wheels to go on a Ford tractor, 14.9 by 2880. Call 843-6312. Wanted, an adult size tricycle at 518-2432. Wanted, an adult size tricycle, 518-2432. Gas stove for sale at 288-1460. They have for sale a gas stove. Call 288-1460. Wanted, a box style TV at 371-1838. Wanted, a box style TV at 371-1838. Beehives for sale for $210 each. 562-0887. They have beehives for sale for $210 each at 562-0887. Eggs for sale at 780-2405. They have eggs for sale at 780-2405. Wanted, someone who can print pictures on T-shirts. 1210. Wanted, someone who can print pictures on T-shirts at 422-1210. Eggs for sale for $5 a dozen or $7 for 18 at 840-5676. That's eggs for sale for $5 a dozen or $7 for 18 at 840-5676.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.